Hey everyone, coming up, we're going to talk about some Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood information to help Rhino plan an upcoming trip. Live from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, this is the Universal Edition of the Diz Unplugged. This is episode 58 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect Universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. That was an awful time to take
unprofessional
a sip of water. It was very unprofessional of me. But you know what? Sometimes you just need it. And there wasn't enough time to do it in between the intro part. So I apologize for my unprofessionalism. And now I'm continuing to be unprofessional by continuing to talk about my unprofessionalism. I am your host, Craig Williams. And today I am joined with Jenny Lenop.
Hey, guys.
And also, back on the controls, not screwing things up. I just want to make that clear. None of that was a screw-up. We were just having issues with one of our systems before we could get started here for all those out there watching live. But back on the controls, doing things the right way. Mr. Rhino Clavin.
I wish I had, like, sunglasses or something with the way you said, doing things the right way.
Doing things the right way. So, yeah, we have a really great episode coming up. Well, in my opinion, it's really great. I don't know what everyone else is going to think out there, but that's what I kind of give that warning about every episode that
we go through. You always make a disclaimer.
I know.
Just let people enjoy it.
I feel like, to be the most informed, we have to be upfront about several things. And one of those is our kind of patheticness.
Oh.
If that's the word.
Oh.
If that's the right word to use.
I don't know if it is.
No, but so against all
odds, favors.
Rhino is getting to spread his wings for the second time ever and make it to California. Well, actually, the plane's going to spread its
wings. This is my third time, by the way. I've been there twice with you. Yes.
Wow, that is absolutely right. Yeah. Oh, how the time flies. So, we've been there. Yeah. All of us together have been to California twice.
I thought they were good times, but
yeah, and who knows?
Apparently now, nobody remembered this guy.
Okie dokie. Well, now Rhino is making that transition by himself over a series of dates that we are going to leave unknown because, well, he was talking about it before we started the show. He just doesn't want anyone to really know.
Okay, they can know. He's they can totally know where antisocial. When I'm going to be in California. I don't know if I want to tell people exactly where I'm going to be when I'm there. I'm there. I'm leaving after the show on next Thursday, and I'm there until the following Monday night.
Well, I mean, you're going out to California. I doubt you're just going to go to like, oh, I'm going to go and see all the filming locations of Independence Day.
You don't know me at all.
Even after two trips to California together.
Yeah.
You know it's on my bucket list to see where Jeff Goldblum once said, I literally cannot think of a single quote from Independence Day. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Plus, he was all in the New York and the New York section.
Yeah, that's why I'm like
it was Will Smith who was in the LA parts of it, and then they finally came together to form
in New Mexico, which I will be nowhere near.
So Independence Day, not a Universal movie, but you know,
still a great movie.
There's a good chance that it would never happen.
I could have been at a barbecue right now.
There you go.
She's fine.
What kind of day is it when JL's throwing out lines from a movie now?
Hey, I'm impressed right now. I'm evolving. I'm catching up. Look out, all of you out there. Whatever. Keep going.
Anyway. Sorry, that was our tangent of the day.
Still can't even get through the lines. Rhino's just going to California. But one of the things that is on his plan, assuming that it happens, is going to Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood. Just because he loves the one in Orlando so much, he feels like he needs to experience on both coasts. Now, I'm not promising that he's going to go, but if he chooses to go...
I'm going.
Yeah, no. But you don't have to say where you're going, when you're going.
Okay.
But he does have a plan on trying to come over to Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood. And hopefully he makes it.
Yeah.
But regardless, we're still going to get a little bit into what actually happens there. Because we've covered Halloween Horror Nights Orlando multiple times already this year. And we try to cover it every year because it is such a big event. And there's still going to be more coverage coming the way because I believe you're going there tonight,
And I'm actually doing the RIP tour.
Which is
the way to do it, folks.
Yeah, it is. It really is the best way to do it. It's not the only way to do it, but
the best way.
It is the best way, yeah. Because there is that distinction. Like, you can get the Express Pass if you're going to Halloween Horror Nights, but if you go on a sold-out night and you have Express, and Express is also sold out, instead of waiting 2 hours for a line, you're waiting a half an hour in Express each time. And that kind of starts to sour things.
Do they have this RIPD?
Oh my God. RIPD. Wow.
RFID.
RIPD was a terrible movie. But do they have this tour in California? Or we'll get into that?
Yeah, we'll get into that there. But, you know, God, why are you just trying to jump in? We still haven't even done housekeeping.
Housekeeping. Okay.
So before we get into that, does anyone have any housekeeping?
Housekeeping?
I'm taking the RIP tour tonight. We already mentioned that. But I am excited about it, though, because you get to hit all of the houses, and then you also have like little breaks in between where they get you drinks. And last year, mm-hmm. they took us down into the Men in Black room.
The interrogation, or the
immigration
room.
The immigration room, and we had like a little, you know, time to have drinks and talk and hang out a bit. And we still hit all of the houses and the shows in one evening.
How much is this tour?
It was expensive last year. I think it was, help me out, Craig. It was at least $100, right?
The RIP tours, they're much more than
that. I was going to say, yeah. my estimate is $200. But
there's two different types that you can do. Must have been there's a poltergeist in the room, clearly.
Yeah, sorry.
There's two types you can basically do. You can do an RIP tour where you are in the group with a whole bunch of strangers and you all paid to have this privilege.
That's what we did.
Yeah, there's that one. And then there's also the private ones where you can charter it with a group of like 10 to 15 of your closest friends. That one is around, I want to say, $2,000.
Oh, no, I didn't.
To do that one. Because, you know, it's everyone chips in a little bit and you get there. Or you do the one where you're with a whole bunch of strangers and you all pay. And I want to say it's between 150 and 200.
I was going to say, I think it's in the 174, 175.
I do remember it was enough to make me squeamish. But my friends Matt and Kevin come in from Texas every year. And this is what we do for Matt's birthday. We do the RIP tour and it's
starting from $140. So, okay. Of course, on busier nights, it's going to be busier. On a night like tonight's the Thursday of the second week of it, it's probably $140 per person for that one. So,
yay. That's my housekeeping. I finally had one.
I would say, since I wasn't here on Tuesday, I just want to say I just got back last night from the New England meet because I have family up there. So I was there for 2 extra days. And I know this isn't, they don't really have anything to do with the Universal show, but I just want to say thank you if any of those people are watching for being very hospitable. And I got to meet a lot of people out there who are all just so extremely nice. And I'm just letting them know that I am hard at work on their video as we speak. Well, not as we speak because I'm literally trying to do the show, but as soon as I'm done here, I'll get back on it, guys.
Coming
so,
to you soon.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Thank you, guys. They raised like $17,000, which I thought was amazing. So it was a very cool experience, and I look forward to seeing those people again.
Yeah, very good. I had housekeeping, but I actually left it at home.
In the house?
Yeah, well, I mean,
are you being funny or was it like on a piece of paper?
So, we've talked so much about Cabana Bay and our absolute love and adoration for Cabana Bay. And one of my favorite whole aspects of the resort is in the food area, the Bayliner Diner. They have this awesome giant mural that kind of encapsulates this 50s, 60s family feel, and they put them on these awesome RFID souvenir cups. So that's what you can use for your stay.
Those are your refillable mugs.
Yes, the refillable mugs. And last Christmas, they ended up having special edition Christmas mugs that were Cabana Bay and had, you know, just that same exact type of artwork, 50s, 60s feel, with, but add in Christmas elements with Santa and all them good holly jolly craps going on out there. And but today, well, not today because I didn't bring it, but today I was going to show off the Halloween edition of the mug.
Oh, did you go get it
this year? Yes, of course.
I saw it and I was like, I know who's getting this one.
Yeah, no, it's incredible.
Is this the first time they've done Halloween?
Yes. Last year they only did Christmas, so it must have done well enough that they ended up putting it out for Halloween.
I like that the one of the women on the cup is like Samantha from Bewitched. Yeah, so it's like she's on the broom, and you know, I was like, it's cute.
I learned how to wiggle my nose because of that show.
Well, hold on. Let me get close. Yours is going up and down. She's a dark witch.
Is that what it is? No, a bad witch? I didn't twitch my nose right. Okay, this is getting out of hand. Yeah. Anyway.
No, it's an awesome mug. And if you are going to be there anytime over the Halloween season, anytime, anywhere around Universal, and you're into mug collection like I am, it's not hoarding until you can admit that it's an addiction. But yeah, like I have to have every fun mug that comes out. The only issue that I have is that this one has a handle on it.
Oh.
And the original Cabana Bay mugs and the Christmas ones didn't have handles.
So it doesn't match up.
Yeah.
So it's not a perfect match.
It's not. So it means I'm probably going to have to buy all of them over again. And that it seriously drives me nuts because I loved Cabana Bay's mugs for the fact that whenever I would take it in the car, it fits in my
actual cup holder.
Yeah, now it doesn't do that. It interferes with it. So
it could just be for the Halloween one. So it's like you can have it in your hand while you're trick or treating. You know,
yeah.
It could just be.
Well,
we don't know yet.
People love handles on stuff. I don't like travel mugs with handles.
I don't like my love handles. So let me tell you right there.
Oh, you know that.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, we'll keep you updated on, especially if the Christmas mug comes out, because, you know, Dizzapalooza is coming up soon, and a lot of people are going to be staying in the Universal area around Christmas time, and you're going to want the Christmas mug, too, if you don't get it. Christmas at Cabana Bay is just magical.
It's
one of the
best
things ever. So, no other housekeepings, right?
Nope.
Okay, let's move on and get into what we are talking about this week. And that is Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood. So, I guess first and foremost, the big question is, what is Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood? Well, it's pretty much the same that we have out here in terms of you have your mazes, you have...
But they call them mazes, and we refer to them as houses, right? Is that the difference?
Terminology goes back and forth.
So we sometimes call them mazes.
Yeah,
here?
Sometimes. I mean, it all depends on who you're talking to. Like, I call them houses, but at the same time, they are mazes. Just not in the literal sense of you think of a maze as like I have to try to find my
it's
way
not
out.
Like a labyrinth.
Yeah, it's not a. Well, it'd be awesome if they'd have a labyrinth one.
I hope they're listening for next year.
Horror nights. Yes.
A Jim Henson horror night.
Can you
house?
Imagine?
Incredible.
Okay, yeah. I'm a genius for saying that.
Yeah, we're really good at coming up with ideas of stuff that will never happen, which is always disappointing. But
David Bowie with it.
Yeah, that's
you remind me of the Babe.
With a huge package.
Yeah.
just making me so confused as a child, being like, what's that?
Why does it need to be so big?
Why isn't there a cup? Is it because he's a dark wizard? I don't know.
Oh, my.
Whatever he is, I don't know.
So, yeah, now that we got all that maze talk out of the way, it's similar in the fact that it still has the scare zones and it's got your houses/mazes and it takes place in Universal Studios. But it does share some of the intellectual properties that we have also out in Orlando, but not this is two separate events. So like this year, the two that we are sharing with Hollywood is The Walking Dead and Insidious. However,
I love Insidious.
It's two unique, different types of houses.
So same theme, but different construction or different.
Exactly. Yeah. We like
the insides are different.
Yeah. Like over here, we have Mike Aiello, who's the creative director, and he is, you know, he's not coming up with all these ideas by himself, but he's spearheading them at the same time too, and has to make a lot of the decisions. Hollywood has a complete different person, the same way that out in Singapore and Japan, they have different people working on theirs too. It's all unique and individualized.
I like,
so
I like that. I think that's really cool. I always kind of thought that it was like under the umbrella, like how I feel like Disney might be like that, where it's like, okay, we've got this one thing that's got to go to all the parks. Whereas like, I like that there's people in creative controls. So they're like, you're both doing this house, but it gives it its own unique like fingerprint.
Exactly. And so that means it also makes for a complete different experience that
Now I got to do a compare and contrast now.
Yeah. No, especially, well, you need to get to The Walking Dead out here since we didn't get to hit it that night.
But, yeah, that's true.
Also, in terms of what is kind of different in that sense, we really go through some of these houses in Orlando and especially say like, oh my gosh, they're so beautiful. These are really works of art, and they are. And the people who work on them in Orlando truly are some of the best artists that are out there. Makeup artists, just set designers, all that. It's second to none. That's why the Orlando version of Halloween Horror Nights constantly wins awards for like best Halloween event.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because our Orlando one is based solely on creating a good Halloween event. Hollywood, yeah, they are creating a good event as well too, and they are proud of what they do. But I like to think of Hollywood more as the filmmaker's take on how to do Halloween Horror Nights. And that is exactly how they also do it. So when they tote their houses as, you know, these are our houses, these are, you know, these are our movie featured houses that we're trying to get. Like, this is how we do it. We can build something on our back lot to use for a TV show or a movie, and then we're doing the same with these.
They build
them almost with that idea that you could go in and do it, obviously with some limitations because it's still a maze, so you have to get cramped corners and scariness to it, but it's a different level of beauty than we have here. Not saying one or the other is better, but just, again, that's two unique views that they have.
Rhino.
Yeah.
Sorry, I muted myself just because...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to catch you off guard.
No, you scared me. I was just checking to make sure the YouTube channel was working because somebody just sent me a message that
it's
wasn't.
Not.
Okay.
So
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
No. You're fine.
Throw your game off.
I was trying to be sly.
Okay, so you get as scared at these things as I do, and you're going out to Hollywood by yourself. How are you going to get through these houses by yourself? I couldn't do that.
I'm going to force my friends who live out there to go, or I don't know if any of the California team are interested in joining me. Otherwise, I'm forcing a good friend of mine who lives there to go with me.
Oh, okay. Good plan.
I don't think she'll be happy.
He was talking about how it's kind of plussed and all of that, and I thought, oh my gosh, I can't even handle the one out here. I would never be able to do that
by myself. Like, such a surprisingly, like... Once you get used to it, it was a lot of fun, and I can't stress that enough, is that when I was done, I actually wanted to go back. And it's not just because I missed some stuff. I kind of was like, I want to give it the second run through where now I'm not terrified or punching Kylie in the face, that I could maybe be less destructive and enjoy myself a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh, the thing about Hollywood in general is that I don't want to know how to put this the right way. I think because of that movie factor to it, that it looks so much more realistic in some senses. I think it scares me more because of that. Whenever Sean and I went out last year to cover it, I will genuinely say there were a couple times that I was like extremely frightened by what was happening.
Wow. Okay.
It's. And that doesn't happen for me. If something catches me at the right moment, of course I'll do the normal jump. But I was legitimately frightened.
Did you get scared at the one here at all this year?
No, there's nothing overly scary in our Halloween Horror Nights this year. It's for me, it's all about those jumping moments out here. And, you know, every now and then there's just nothing you can do. They get you.
So you're saying there's the jump moments and then there's also the terror moments.
Yeah.
Oh, see.
And I would say this one has the terror moments. So what else is different? Well, the next thing is that they include their tram tour as part of Halloween Horror Nights.
I'm very excited.
So if you're even visiting Hollywood just at the normal time of year and you're going on the tram tour and you're like, this kind of looks a little weird. Something's off here at this end period, specifically around the Psycho House and
Bates Motel.
Yeah, Bates Motel and the crash scene from the 747 from War of the Worlds. All this is going to look a little different because essentially they call it the Terror Tram. It takes you straight to the point where we got stopped because someone peed on the set of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Good times.
They take you there, they drop you off, and then you basically walk through, and it's a wide open scare zone
almost.
To go all the way past Bates Motel and the Psycho House, and you can take pictures
there. Just for that alone,
And this weekend alone, they're actually, for anyone who's going this weekend, they're trying to now integrate Fast and Furious Supercharged in at the end, too. So I guess you'd just board the tram and then go through Fast and Furious real again. I would be pissed off about
that. I thought you were saying they were doing something scary with Fast and Furious.
No, it's scary enough as it is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that only because it takes you out of the moment. But I mean, I guess if you're somebody who's like coming to do some of the attractions and the scary stuff, like that's, I don't know who you are, but why are you doing that? just commit to the one thing or the other.
And then in terms of minor differences, the biggest one and the worst, as Rhino already mentioned, there is no alcohol at the Hollywood version of Halloween Horror Nights. I thought that the reason for this last year after seeing it, the speculation was because they also have a lot of sexy dancers out around the park that they'll just be set up. And I could imagine if you get some people getting real drunk at Halloween Horror Nights, which does happen, there could be instances where that could get out of hand. But I'd be more inclined to think that it's the other reason is that we were completely shocked that the event had so many young teenagers going, 13, 14, 15 year olds. Whereas Orlando,
don't see that so much here. Yeah,
you do, but I would say the event in Orlando is more geared towards people in their 20s.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
So it was, I mean, and you can tell that they're younger because it's, you hear them, you know, swearing like they just learned the word and have to show off and impress their friends that they know the F word.
Well, on that note too, though, anybody who is a little concerned about that, like myself is a little, because sometimes you just, when you're going to get scared with, if I have like a drink, you know, just one, it lets me laugh at myself a little bit easier or loosen up. But, their City Walk, as you saw in our overview, you can check it out on our
YouTube channel.
And, someone really talented made that, but, their area is so much more, a little more expansive than ours. So they actually have like a brewery that's there and stuff like that. So there's a lot of fun options that to make like an evening out of it. Go there first and then go in the park and, you know, enjoy yourself a little more. Cause for me, I need the drink.
Yep.
I'm just going to say it. I don't like getting scared.
I know you don't. So, their Halloween Horror Nights started on the 18th, right along with ours, and runs through November 1st, just like ours does too. And so starting at this point, they will be running their event on the 25th, 26th, 27th, and then basically going Thursday to Sunday for the rest of the event. So they'll only be taking Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off. You definitely will want to buy your tickets ahead of time if you were ever planning on going to this event, because it essentially sells out every single night.
Oh, great. That's good to know.
And even more important, you will want to get front of the line tickets for this event. I know we talk about our Horror Nights and saying, you know, Express makes it the best, RIP makes it better. With this one, it is a necessity. Last year, if we would not have had the front of the line ticket, we probably would have saw all night maybe three houses, because their event, they pack people in. They also have less going on. I think last year we had 7 houses, 5 scare zones in the Terror Tram. This year they have 6 houses, 4 scare zones, the Terror Tram, but they have a new show. In the past, Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood also did a Bill and Ted show, but...
Oh, they don't do it anymore?
Well, do you remember the whole issue with Bill and Ted's out there?
No.
It was a gay Superman?
What?
Okay, look it up on YouTube if it's still posted.
Was that
on
part of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bill and Ted's always has a strict no recording policy on both coasts. And there was some inappropriate material that made it out into the limelight that got
Universal
a little
in,
bit. Yeah, they got
in trouble.
They no longer do Bill and Ted's back there.
For like the last couple of years, or has it been...
I want to say it's been 3 years now.
Okay. So, but you said they have a new show to replace that, right?
Yes, they do have a new show to replace it too, which...
It's not like... it's not going to be like how ours has those 3 separate shows now. It's just they have just the one big one. You know, like how we have the Jack show?
Oh, yeah. No, they only have one sole show out there this year.
Okay.
So, in terms of... their tickets, they do not, as far as I know, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I think I saw it on Twitter at one point. They are not running their special VIP tours this year.
I didn't see them when I was looking.
They ran them the past couple of years that I've checked and looked, but apparently they're not doing it this year. But you still have the front of the line ticket, which is a must. And that ticket, I believe, starts at about $140. But it's not like ours where, you know, you're buying the ticket and then you can add Express onto it. This one is a single version of a ticket. So you buy the front of the line ticket, you have your Express already added onto it. So that doesn't include, you can also get like the day night combo tickets where you can play in the morning, then go into the park for Halloween Horror Nights. But the best bet is to just get the front of the line ticket, plain and simple, and That's going to be your best option to get through everything. Another big difference with theirs is theirs starts at 7 o'clock and goes till 2 every single night. So they have that extra hour where ours sometimes gets that late, but it's for the most part, ours is between 12 and 1 o'clock all the time. So
they also have amazing weather out there at night for theirs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as humid.
Yeah, but then again, it's starting to get cold here for our... for our weather right now.
Yeah.
We've had a couple chilly nights lately. You haven't experienced them, but...
No, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
It's my life.
So that kind of goes over all the boring details that you have to get through just because, well, it's important. So let's talk about what is actually there to send you there this year if you want to. We already mentioned The Walking Dead and Insidious. Those are the big two that we also have out here. But they have another. They have a great lineup this year in terms of everything else they have. They have Halloween.
I'm super excited to revisit that one because that was my favorite house last year.
Yeah. And then they have This Is the End, which is a 3D house based on the movie This Is the End, the Seth Rogen masterpiece that came out and was pretty quickly ignored and forgotten.
Was it?
I
saw an advanced screening of it, so it stays with me because of that reason, but...
Well, the fact is, it's playing already on Comedy Central now, I believe, over and over again.
That's never a good sign.
Yeah, so it... You know, maybe it was popular whenever it came out. I didn't like the movie. The idea of the maze. And it's a 3D maze, too, so...
That's the weird part, yeah.
Kind of doesn't do it for me. Alien versus Predator... which was out there last year, so they have returned in it for a second year. I don't know if it's a complete replica house of the one that they did before, but if it is, that's not a bad thing at all. Their Alien versus Predator house killed ours last year.
Did it really? Because ours was not bad. I liked ours.
Ours, and I know I kind of repeat myself on this, but our Alien versus Predator house had no Alien versus Predator. Yeah, it was like, here's an alien going to jump out at you. Now a predator is going to be right over there. There was never any battle. This one, actually, there were moments where you'd walk through and they had it timed so the alien and the predator would both come out at you at the same point, right together. So it's like you're literally caught in the middle.
I would have had heart failure.
And then even just the fact that they actually put the queen alien in at the end.
Oh, see,
and
you walk past, that's so cool.
You know, a 20, 30 foot alien just sprawling its arms. Great puppetry. So yeah, I wonder theirs was just so much better.
This isn't like Alien versus Predator 2, right? Or was the first movie, the Maze last year, based on the property? Or was it just we're just doing the Alien versus Predator general?
It's more just Alien versus Predator, loosely.
I didn't know if I should go back and rewatch, because I've seen the first one. I didn't see that second one.
No, please don't go back and rewatch. Don't rewatch those movies. You're just wasting your time if you do that.
Yeah.
So, and then the final house is Crimson Peak. Is the brand new Guillermo del Toro movie that is coming out in a couple weeks from now. So obviously it's really tough going into a Halloween Horror Nights house before movies even out, because you're worried about spoilers.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
But at the same time,
I would also think you don't connect with it as well because you haven't seen the story that it's supposed to be representing.
Yeah, it's true. And that's a big part of going through these houses and mazes, that whenever you can actually, whenever you actually know the source material very well, it really can plus the enjoyment of the actual houses themselves.
It scares you way more.
But the trailer for this house itself actually looked freaking fantastic. So, Rhino, is there any way that we can play it real quick? You don't have to worry about muting us and all that jazz. But okay, just,
I was going to say, I can play it.
Can you
might
play?
See my play pause button in the information, but I'm gonna go ahead and play it.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. I've ruined it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so...
Oh, no.
Yeah, not...
Those are shots from the movie,
obviously. What the heck was that coming out of the floor?
But that's... I know. Yeah, but that's the thing. They can actually represent that there. Whereas I know our Orlando team at the same time, too. They could try and do something like this. But this is where it helps that you have people
who are
paid to build movies and make movies doing the hard, heavy labor.
I was just
going to
say, just down the hill is the largest functioning studio in the United States. So it doesn't, they can just pop up whatever they need.
Well, and that's the next important part of this whole process in talking about Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood. So you come in to the park through the arches, just like you did ours, and the first thing you do is you hit a scare zone. And this year it's Exterminators. So use your imagination, if you will, for that one. Try to figure out what it would be like, because until Rhino comes back and reports, that's about the best that we can do.
I know. I'm gonna add an asterisk here right away, immediately. I'm going to apologize for the quality of any video that comes back with me, because I can guarantee you it's going to be very shaky, and maybe I'll even leave in a couple screams for kicks.
It's going to be all Blair Witch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I did go to UCF, so... That's the students.
Can we get a shot of you barely peeking over the camera screen
just
like
me
this?
In one of the stalls in the bathroom crying. Just like last time we went.
Yeah. That should be the intro.
So then moving from there, that's where you're going to go in. If you head towards the left and head towards the London section of the park, that's where you're going to find Dark Christmas, another scare zone. They did I don't believe this is an exact replica of the scare zone they did in the same place last year. But if it is, oh my God, this was so great. Like, it was very Krampus heavy type themed.
I do want to see that movie.
Universal is releasing a Krampus movie coming out later this year with Adam Scott that just looks astounding. So hopefully it's borrowing off of that theme again, and because that would definitely be a highlight. The third scare zone that's up there is Corpse, and that's in the French Paris section of it, where the authentic Moulin Rouge is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know if you remember
there
that.
There are no stories that accompany this side glancing that Craig is giving me right now.
I think we told the story on it.
Did we?
If we didn't, okay. So we were walking through the French section of the Paris section, and we stop at the Moulin Rouge, and Rhino gets so excited and wants to take a picture, and JL's like, is that the one from the movie, the real one?
Didn't know. And
it was funny.
It was my first time there, and it's all about, ooh, they make the movies in the Hollywood studios, or you know, I just, yeah. So I kind of had a moment where I apparently wasn't thinking clearly, and you're
entitled to that. We're all entitled to make weird statements.
I was a little bit struck for a moment because I thought I was standing in front of the real Moulin Rouge. Yeah. You shattered it for me.
So the only house that's on the upper lot area of the park is the Halloween Michael Myers comes home house, and that's right in the area where they have the Mel's Dine-In, and right in that section they work it out. That's a perfect place for it because that's one of the first houses I'm sure people want to hit anyways, because if it's as outstanding as our Halloween house was last year, and I'm sure it will be, it's everyone out there is in for a treat. The only other thing technically on the upper lot is the one show that they have, and that's taking place in the special effects sounds show. And I didn't reveal what it was earlier, but now I will. It's Jabberwockies.
Jabberwockies?
Oh, yeah, from America's Best Dance Crew.
What does that have to do with Halloween though? Are they just there to perform for us?
Jabberwockies from Alice in Wonderland.
No. What was your statement on that?
I was listening to
JL and I stopped listening to you and I apologize.
Are they just there to dance for us? Like, what does that have to do with the Halloween event?
Well, this comes from their official definition on it. With an all-new high-energy live show created especially for HHN, the original Vegas cast will transport you into a new realm of reality through gravity-defying choreography, stunning special effects, heavy-hitting music, and their unique brand of humor. See what lies beneath their iconic masks.
Oh, so they're going to be like zombies or something.
Who knows?
This one's going to be on the bottom of my list. I'm going to make a list before. Oh, that's what I should do. Make a list, and then we'll talk about which ones I want, and then what. Anyway, sorry. I'm excited.
You could probably check it twice too.
And then I'll go take a picture of me with that list in the Krampus area.
Did I ever mention what scare zone was actually in the French part?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we got stuck on Moulin Rouge.
I'm so sorry. it's Corpse.
You did. Sorry, it just didn't sound interesting.
But well, no. I think it actually sounds really interesting. It's going to be a World War I themed scare zone.
Oh, now you got me.
That, you know, it's all through war-torn France.
Oh,
with the corpses.
That's cool.
Yeah, that...
Ooh.
Well...
I like that they're using the surroundings like that. Like, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that one, I mean, it works well. Whenever you can use what's around you to the best of your advantage. Like, this year, having our New York section, it works. Because you do feel like that it's an actual block party happening there that's just been completely ruined with all these Shady Brook inmates just going crazy. And you'll see tonight and get really scared, I'm sure, and... Do whatever you do whenever you get scared.
Go into the fetal position.
Yeah, and we've talked about Hollywood before, that Universal Studios is literally built on the side of a hill. So they have very little space. So that's what's all up on the top one, except that's where you get to the Terror Tram. And this year the Terror Tram is themed all around the Purge and surviving the Purge.
No.
So you're going to be doing exactly what I said before, getting off at... Dr. Seuss, going through all that area, going through Bates Motel, the Psycho House, with characters from The Purge coming at you. So I think that's a perfect environment to do all of that through.
I think it's a terrifying environment, absolutely.
I'm
very excited to do this, but also very terrified at the exact same time. But I think that's a great sign. Yeah.
So you take all the escalators down to the lower lot. of course, because that's the only way to get down there. And then this is where you start hitting more houses. So right beside Jurassic Park is where you'll find the Insidious house that they're doing this year. Right beside Revenge of the Mummy, right in that soundstage right over there, that's where they're doing This Is the End 3D, which that's where they did the 3D house at last year, too. So I'm wondering if maybe that's just where they always do their 3D house. I'll have to investigate a little more. I'm not going to. And then right beside Transformers is where they are doing their Walking Dead house, which sounds scary because there's its wolves not far.
Oh, that's cool. What, are you being sarcastic?
No, wolves are scary.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was going to say animals are always very scary to me. Thing.
They have teeth.
That they do. Then here is where their Halloween Horror Nights really gets crazy. And that's that you, that's about all the space they have in the park that's easily accessible. So then if this is the exact same as last year, which I'm guessing it is, then you have to go on this mile-long hike all the way down into their back lot where their sound stages are and where they have like the New York section and you know, they just where they film all their movies down there. And so then you take this really long walk all the way down there, and that's where you'll find their Alien versus Predator house, as well as the Crimson Peak Maze of Madness. And then they have another Purge scare zone that is down there as well, too. This was one of the most unique elements, and I'm assuming that it's going to be the exact same because, yeah, it's a long walk back there and it takes a lot of time. But The Walking Dead was the scare zone back here last year with Terminus. So you walked in and the first thing you start doing is you're seeing them with giant grills setting out there and frying body parts. And I mean, we already mentioned the houses are so unique because they're built by all these movie designers and stuff. Then you forget that in Orlando, scare actors, they can be anyone. They can be you or I if we audition and apply. Out in Hollywood, they're not just getting people normally working in In-N-Out Burger to come over and do that. These are actors
that are genuinely
doing it.
Yeah, actors.
So then you have to take that into consideration that they're acting the crap out of everything that they're doing. And they're going for, you know, maybe one day I'll be noticed. And so it really intensifies everything, too.
I'm excited to just be able to go and walk down in that area, period. Yeah. I mean, it's worth the walk and the scare for me. It's a very cool-looking area on the tram tour we did.
It's beautiful, and it all integrates so well down there.
I do have a quick question about this. So is the if I go during the day, is the regular tram tour still going to be functioning, or is it like you can see this stuff during the day, or do they do a good job of like?
No, it's all out there. So during the day, the regular tram tour will still run as it does. It'll go through everything that you normally would. It's just they can't hide a lot of these props.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just there. There's nothing you can do about it. So it's definitely, if you were planning on going to Hollywood at this point in time, just because it's the only time you could, not because of Halloween Horror Nights, keep that in mind that it will affect the same experience.
Yeah,
the same way it does in Orlando.
Sure,
I mean,
they still have a lot of the sets and stuff up during the day, even though the party's not going.
And sometimes it can be a little bit disturbing. You know, they can do a good job to mask, especially like during the middle of the week, whenever they know they can cover stuff up and hide things. And Hollywood did do a great job at it. Sometimes ours doesn't do as much, but we also have a lot more that we would have to cover up. But yeah, you will be affected by seeing everything that is Halloween Horror Nights around, and you could probably scare the bejesus out of your kids with some of it.
I'm going to leave you
if
here,
they're
kids.
Really afraid.
Yeah, my mom would. My mom's always a fear.
So
don't go into that close thing. There's monsters in there.
Margo's thinking about going to HHN this year because, you know, she's 15. She thinks she might want to try it out. If it happens, if she goes through with it.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
That'd be interesting.
Perspective of a 15-year-old.
I can be honest. I've never really had the perspective of someone that young going to it. Never asked. Don't know anyone that young. Just good. Your kids.
Good.
Good. The only other thing worth mentioning about it, too, is Halloween Horror Nights does have all of their... Sorry. Universal Hollywood does have some of their attractions running during the event, just like we have here. So that way, sometimes it can take out some of the lines. And especially if you have the front of the line pass, which, again, we highly recommend, that will help out you getting through some of these rides as well, too, if this is your only time, because your express, your front of the line pass will also work for the rides as well. So the ones that they will have open are Transformers, which replica of ours, Revenge of the Mummy, which is not a replica of ours and definitely worth it, experiencing.
Yeah, theirs is really good.
The Simpsons ride, replica, Despicable Me, replica. However, their one unique one to do during Halloween Horror Nights is Jurassic Park, and they title it Jurassic Park in the Dark.
Ooh.
So their Jurassic Park ride, as we talked about before, is it's different. It's definitely worth experiencing regardless, because it's a complete different ride. But experience theirs at night with fog effects.
Terrifying.
And that, it's definitely an experience worth doing. Obviously, California weather, as we talked about before, it's more seasonable. It's not more seasonable, but the temperatures will be a bit less and not as humid as you would out here. So, the night that I went, it was, I want to say, 50 degrees at night. And then we went on Jurassic Park and got wet.
Oh.
And thank goodness we were just pretty much leaving right after and saved it as the last thing. But, you have to watch out, but it's definitely something worth experiencing. Wait until it's actually dark outside, because it changes this ride completely from day to night. And those are the best rides that are outdoors, and they can actually have change into it. But yeah, Rhino and everyone else, that is Hollywood's Halloween Horror Nights in a handbag.
I'll take that handbag with me. I believe basket was the word you were looking for, but
do you have any further questions on how to best maximize your time? Oh, I forgot to mention one important thing.
What?
Skipped over it in my notes. So for annual pass holders in Orlando, for the first 2 weeks, they have a stay in Scream, where if you RSVP for it, and you have your HHN admission ticket, you can literally come into the park early, and then you can stay for Halloween Horror Nights, and so you get first crack early at all the houses. Or not all the houses. Sorry, I said all the houses. It's not. It's only three of them. This year, you have the choice of starting at Insidious or The Walking Dead, and then... or not Insidious or Walking Dead. My gosh. What's right next to Walking Dead?
I don't know.
The Purge. The Purge, Walking Dead. And then after that, if you do The Purge, you end up exiting at the same place Insidious does, so you can jump right back into Insidious.
Okay. And
so this is if you do the day and night ticket, right?
No, this is if you do...
Stay
in Scream. You don't have to necessarily come. Like, I did it this past weekend, and I literally just showed up and, had my Halloween Horror Nights ticket, and my sister RSVP'd for the event and did, she signed up and she got one guest with it. So that's why I was able to go in.
If you have an annual pass.
I forget which you might be able to have any annual pass. With the Premier Pass, you get a free night of Halloween Horror Nights with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you could only use that on the 18th and the 19th. So that was the best time to use that one. And then all us also RSVP for the event. But as long as you have an annual pass and you have Horror Nights admission, then you could do this on the 18th, 19th, 25th, 26th.
Out there?
Out here.
Oh, out here. Okay.
Out there. What they do is every night, regardless, they have early entry, which you don't have to have any special ticket for, anything like that.
Okay.
It's if you get there before 6:15 ready to go, they do early entry, and they have a choice of houses that you can go to. like whenever we did it last year, it was you did all the way down to the back lot, and then you had the choice of Walking Dead, Alien versus Predator, or the From Dusk Till Dawn. And those were your three ones that you got to choose from, and basically got them all done before the park even opened up for itself. That being said, it's just like doing an early entry in Orlando, that if you do that, you are sacrificing missing out on the opening show that always happens right at the gates that, you know, for huge Halloween Horror Nights fans, that's something that you do want to see at least once. You do sometimes have to wait quite a bit of time to get there early and actually get a good spot for it if you're not close enough. But out in Hollywood, definitely just do the early entry. If you only have one night to ever do this, same thing in Orlando. Skip the front show that happens. Just try to get in as quick as possible and start getting to everything.
So I'll be there for a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. Which day do you think I should go?
Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday. Sundays, obviously, that would be the best because people who are kids might be less likely to go to that one because they have school the next day. But at the same time, if you only have Friday or Saturday as an option, then that's it. But it's just like here. Always try to do stuff based around whenever people will be going to school.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out real quick because we got tweeted about it. Brian Harkins, one of our listeners, already announced to me that this year to get out to the houses, you don't have to do the mile walk, the ones in the back lot. They actually have a tram that will take you out to them this year.
Oh,
so
cool.
I like exercise.
I was just going to say, I hope they still have the walking option, but if not, that's cool.
You'll have to follow up on that one, but
yeah, I'll have a good story for you guys. And so I leave next Thursday, so two shows from now, we'll be able to talk about it.
Yeah, and you could probably always like crawl under a fence and just walk yourself if you ever wanted to do anything like that.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No. Where's your sense of adventure?
Well, yeah. I don't want to get arrested, and I don't want to lose my job. And
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So,
if ever there was a place to get arrested, though, it would be Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, glitz, glamour, getting to be in jail with, you know, a potential celebrity.
Yeah.
If we are at Disaster, that celebrity would probably be Lindsay Lohan.
Because she is a disaster?
No, because that's the joke that they used over and over again.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
The best jokes are the ones that you have to explain, right?
I actually think that's what they said after the joke, too.
Oh, shoot. Well, no, that's pretty much everything to go over in terms of that event. So I really hope you do have a good time whenever you...
I'm sure I will. I look forward to it. Again, my favorite part is the production of everything, so you can't pass up the opportunity to see this type of a thing done where it's done best. So I'll just have to find the courage somewhere at City Walk and continue my evening that way.
Yes. You know, I'm a big fan of Carl Strauss Brewing Company. That's definitely one of the places to check out there. And definitely also go on to their official Halloween Horror Nights website for Hollywood, too, because they'll even, with your Halloween Horror Night stuff, they'll even have some specials running around in terms of discounts on food and such. So might even be able to get a better
meal. A Pink's hot dog.
What?
I said a Pink's hot dog.
Yeah, that's not one of them. But, you know, if you're in Hollywood, there's no point in ever skipping out on Pink's hot dogs. They're the best.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to do it for this episode. So thank you guys for sitting here and listening to me ramble on for quite some time about it. But I think it'll be helpful to anyone trying to plan a trip out there, as well as Mr. Rhinoceros back there, whenever he finally does go. So thank you, everyone out there, for putting up with this as well. Remember to go to disunplug.com and find our show notes for this and every other show that we have out there. And that will also give all of our contact information so you can send us emails, which is uopodcast@disunplugged.com, or get in touch with us on our social media channels. Make sure you're liking all those and talking to us because, well, we're lonely and we need interaction.
I need the tweets.
I need them. Just give them to me. And just make sure that you are subscribed to us on iTunes as well as YouTube. And once you're on there, too, make sure you're leaving feedback. Feedback is the most important thing you could ever do by reviewing us or leaving comments or hitting that thumbs up / thumbs down buttons. So thank you again, everyone out there. And we will be back next...
Next Thursday, yeah.
Yes, yes, we will.
Why? Why were you saying no?
Fam?
Well, we have fam next week. However, Thursday, we only have to be available at night. So, yes, we will be back next week with another live episode or later on if you don't listen to us live. We'll be back with the next episode regardless next Thursday. Oh, my gosh. How many more times can I go around this? See you later. Bye.
Is Universal?
Oh, I don't know. Is the music playing yet?
I was waiting for you to get to the... I'm pressing it, and if you come up with something, great.
Okay. Remember.
We are Universal.
Hollywood is Universal.